This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. KUAF is supported by Ben Owens Shelter Insurance Agency, providing auto, home, and life insurance. 582-4990 for more information.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the 2013 Northwest Arkansas Education Report Card has numbers, plenty of numbers, relating to 17 public school districts in Washington and Benton counties. We'll talk to Gary Ritter, the director of the Office for Education Policy at the University of Arkansas, about that report.
And the three-person band The Room Outside plays inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. We'll also talk to Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com about the week's news and Becca Martin Brown from Northwest Arkansas Newspapers about the upcoming weekend's entertainment opportunities.
First, Fayetteville-based SFC Fluidics has received a sizable federal grant to help further the company's work in diagnosing traumatic brain injury. The National Institute of Health awarded the company a $1.5 million Phase II research grant for advanced development of its brain trauma diagnostic platform. Sai Kumar is the Vice President of Research, Development, and Engineering for SFC Fluidics. And when Ozarks at Large spoke with him last year, he said that creating a portable system that could diagnose brain trauma in the field has significance both for the military and civilian applications.
It is an expressed and sustained need by the military, who is basically, I think they are the leaders of the world with respect to doing something about this problem, okay, is that there are lots of cases, both civilian and military population, of traumatic brain injury, okay, both in training and in real field type of situation. And you know already, you know, being a college town and focused on football, athletes, especially, you know, Ryan Mullet was there a few years ago, and he sustained a concussion. He was out of play for, a couple of games.
According to the company's website, the Phase I funding that SFC Fluidics received in 2009 for traumatic brain injury research resulted in a prototype bedside microanalysis instrument. And with Phase II funding secured, the company wants to integrate other clinically relevant features to the device, such as portability and real-time detection of biomarkers that indicate brain injury, in order to improve care of patients with severe brain injuries. The company is located in the Arkansas Research and Technology Park in South Fayetteville and is a portfolio company of Vic Technology Ventures Development.
Live racing season is scheduled to begin at Oaklawn Park in Hot Springs today, and Jennifer Hoyt, Media Relations Manager for Oaklawn, says there are some significant changes to wagering options.
The new things that are really exciting are our Oaklawn Anywhere. That is the ability to not only use your mobile phones, laptops, or tablets to wager from the track, but you can also open an account and wager from home if you are an Arkansas resident.
Despite some concerns, Hoyt says she doesn't expect betting from home or on the go to have an impact on attendance or revenue for local businesses.
Where we think this will really help improve our business is during our simulcast season, when people from Fayetteville and Fort Smith area don't normally travel to Oaklawn. But Oaklawn has always been a great tradition. We don't expect it to have any effect on our crowds during the live race meets.
Hoyt says attendance in the first 2 days of last year's opening was more than 30,000, and the same is expected this year. She notes corned beef sandwiches and Oaklawn tradition will be sold for just 50 cents on Saturday.
The 25th-ranked Arkansas women's basketball team last night added another conference loss to their season tally. Razorbacks lost to the Florida Gators in Gainesville 59-52. They now have a record of 1-2 in the SEC, 14-2 overall. Razorbacks return to Bud Walton Arena Sunday afternoon when they'll host Mississippi State.
Razorback student athletes collectively earned a 3.17 grade point average during the fall semester at the U of A. This marks the eighth consecutive semester that student athletes exceeded a 3-point GPA as a whole. 261 athletes in total achieved at least a B average, which is an increase of 20 athletes achieving the departmental honor roll when compared to the previous fall semester. Additionally, 45 athletes had a perfect 4-point grade point average for the semester. 14 of the U of A's 19 teams posted a team grade point average at or above 3.0, with men's golf posting the highest men's team GPA of 3.49, and women's golf had the highest women's team GPA with 3.71. However, the only revenue-generating sport that had a team GPA above 3.0 for the fall semester was men's basketball.
Cloudy tonight, slight chance of showers before midnight. Lows will be in the upper 20s in northwest Arkansas, around 33 for lows tonight in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer. Highs around 52 in northwest Arkansas, near 60 for the Arkansas River Valley tomorrow afternoon. And for Saturday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 30s.